Pod Save Kenya is a podcast by Vincent and Kelvin.
Well, we are here at KU Radio today, and I fancy meeting you here. I'm Vincent Odundo, and this is my podlord. My guest of the week from my KU TV Breakfast Show, Biashara Tuesday, is youth social justice activist Gordon Oduor, the founder of Semanami. Today's episode will be summed up with the word rejection. And Aliniruka kipetero kiyesu.
Pod Save Kenya is a podcast.
And guess who's here? Kelvin Mutugi.
The week has been great, I must say. Where? I haven't had lights for the last 2 days. You're even wondering, do you even have KPLC? Or they left or something? I've had to vacate my house. Na camp kwa mse. Ningumu. Na ibaridi.
I actually thought it was a problem I myself was experiencing alone. Yeah. And then I realized there's a lot of Kenyans. People actually
there's ranting. There's so many. Like,
but KPLC wana aknikama. That's not even their problem.
They're not even responding. It's like it's not. Wanaturuka bana. Imaneno. Ikurukana tu.
Would you call it so though? I think for a long time, unless in such cases where steam I imepotea and there are so many people who are not actually having lights,
yes,
KPLC tends to respond somehow. But then again, they never do. And kuna watu wengi sana wamekuwa ki ask for KPLC to switch you off for this and more reasons. Let me ask, how do you take your showers now? Cold?
You know, there's an African adage, African proverb inasema, in Kenya, you just accept and move on. Hakuna otherwise.
I'm not accepting this. Like, I've had to. I can't even,
what
I can't
do
even
you
make
do?
Tea.
What
I can't even
do?
Make coffee in the morning, you know, because no machine is going to work without electricity. Totally, our lives are fully dependent on social media right now.
That's true.
And I have to conserve power on my phone. That annoys me. Before you get like pretty radical on KPLC here right now, how is your friend taking it that you're camping at their place? Because not... steamers in your car for 2 days. 48 hours. How do you see the server's place for 48 hours?
It's not a good thing. I must say it's not a good thing.
How is he taking it?
As I say, as Kenyans, we're always there for each other. You know, today it's me. Kesho ni una steamer. You know, so... yeah, they're there for me. As I say, akosawa tu. Dosi kupenda kwake.
Like you guys are putting, it's no purely on KPLC.
Yeah.
Personally, I think my week, pretty interesting. Kenya, a lot of things in Mekwaziki happen.
Yeah.
One, we won't be having the old money, like the old money is being phased out, especially the tao. So, nimekuwa nikiangalia pale kwa my phone book, just hoping that mheshimiwa mmoja ama wawili, they'll reach out to me and they throw me a kamita, I go change for them, and it's not happening, man.
But you've had CBK have put very strict rules on exchange of these notes, you know that.
Right. But you know, I could neither fungwa chat yangu. I was actually thinking, I just... like start my church,
okay,
and then kila wiki on Sunday I take like 100,000 kwa bank next to money offering na tithe. Who even questions?
Nobody will question, because sorry to say, religion in Kenya has been placed at a place that the law even itself cannot do or speak when it comes to religion. And so, Kenyans, we are religious, you know, it's God. Right. When they use the word God, that's it.
Crazy. But I think when somebody says God, That actually should be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now who questions God? The people who tried the Bible it's up already. But crazy thing, I think for a long time we'll be seeing a lot of people spending huge amounts of money.
Yeah,
at least in the next few. And I've seen videos online. I think we'll share one of these where somebody is just opening what looks like a shower room. Mm-hmm. It's made of glass, but now the lady opens it and it's just $1,000 just pouring out of that place. And there's another awesome people even sweeping out money out of the
house. Nasema Kenya tuna pesa.
I think
pesa iko.
I
think it's there are specific people, you know.
Yeah. Do you have some a million bob probably under a mattress somewhere in your house that you wish to hide? I could help out, you know?
there's someone I saw, a very huge bag, and I was at half the price.
Where did you see that? I want to buy it.
It's been circulating online. I'll share with you. I'll
tell you on that. We'll also share it on the podcast. Remember,
Pod Save Kenya is a podcast. Vincent and Kelvin.
Kelv has a letter.
Pod Save Kenya.
Lawyer Robert Tanda Wakabaka has written to us. My dog is so stupid. Imagine you were both chased by another dog.
Let's start with hi, Vincent and Kelv. You know, but this person's dog and him are chased by another dog.
You can imagine.
How do you get that? There are dogs that are meant to be kept in the house and there are others that are meant to be walked out.
But it's a dog. Okay, you, look at this. You're observing these three people, the dog and the other dog and the person.
And the person.
They are running. You'll wonder, like, what is happening here? Like,
I think if you're in Kenya and the only problem you have is you and your dog being chased by another dog, then you're so wealthy, you're so good.
Number one, the upkeep for a dog, you know, like vet, food, it means you're rich.
Right.
Yeah, you're rich. Having a dog in Kenya.
You even take your dog, you even go walking with your dog. No, who does this? Like, Kenyans leave their dogs to go hunt for food and then come back and they lock them. That's it. If you have the time to walk your dog, you're probably doing so well. What's his name again?
Kiloya.
You're probably doing so well, Kiloya, so that shouldn't be a problem. But hey, we are not experts right here, so remember, you have to seek professional help if you need some. If you have anything to tell these particular gentlemen right here, his problem is that him and his dog, they are being chased by another dog, and he's calling the dog stupid. I don't know who's stupid in this case, but talk to us. We are going to be sampling what you feel Kiloya should do. On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Pod Save Kenya.
Still to come, my guest of the week, but for now.
Jacqueline McKenna, who is a reformed criminal, was speaking at KTN Weekend, narrating and telling her story of how she had a male member who was a part of a gang, and then she was rejected after the guy found out that she was pregnant. Let's hear this.
Wait, Kel. Did you just say a male member?
Nisawa. Yeah, male member.
It's like there's is anyone else thinking like I am, but Nisawa.
What are you thinking?
I know, nothing. But let's get back to Jacqueline.
So huyo boy kuna venye tu alikuwa ananipush sana ati jumi sikuwa ready ku get mto hiyo time. Alikuja akanipush hadi nikaona acha niende ni get tu ball yake. Sawa, ku get ball ati nimeshakuja nimemwambia niko na ball. Uyo boy nakwambia aliniruka kipetero kiyesu.
I'm not thinking anything. She is knocked up by someone who's in the same gang as her. And
yeah.
Then
anamruka.
This person just denied the pregnancy.
It's
I think
funny.
Men should be stopped.
You know it's funny. They were in a gang, like they work together. You know, being in a gang is a risky business. Like it's something risky, so you need trust. Then it turns out that umerukwa.
Uyo boy nakwambia aliniruka kipetero kiyesu.
Wait, what?
Did you just hear that?
Pod Save Kenya.
God damn it. It's like she asked thrice, like,
yeah.
Like, man, I have your ball. Man, I have your ball. Man, I have your ball. This boy was like,
killer time and I deny.
And I deny, like, no.
And you know,
no.
Umesikia venye yule dem anasema, this guy was pushing her. Like, he was the one who wanted it. Until ikafika hiyo point, the girl gave in. And then the moment she gave in, Akamruka. What kind of a society do we have?
It's crazy though, but boys are just out there. I think one thing we should know about men or boys, they won't, I want to say man, no. But then now it's, because, I don't know, it's up to people to take care of themselves now that their society doesn't seem to be watching after anyone else.
Okay.
It's just up to, madame tafadhali, don't indulge when you're sure you're not ready to keep that kid.
True.
Kindly, that's it, because now this leads to other issues like abortion. It also leads to other issues like udem, by the way.
Yeah.
She goes ahead to say that she had to drop school, you
yeah
know?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that was even before aruko kipetero aliacha shule aliruka shule ndo aweze ku take on more gang activity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I'm not sure how I feel about it. How trusted was she in this particular gang? Yenda likuwa na trust yukuwa mabunduki.
Da, walikuwa naenda form za kuiba. Mm-hmm. Na walikuwa naenda na masilaha hizi kama mabunduki.
Mm-hmm.
So jumi nilikuwa nga studie. Sasa walikuwa nga wananipatia na wabebea.
Mm-hmm.
Jua kuna mbaneza sasa. Mm-hmm.
Weapons za?
Weapons.
Okay.
So nilikuwa na wabebea kuzi nilikuwa nga na uniform. Hakuna mtu mwenyaneza suspect. Mm-hmm.
Yenda na wabebea.
But then
again, I would like, on my view, siyezi sema ati, and forgive me to say, but mi naona walikuwa namtumia juu, cause she's a girl, like, and cause hata sahi, like, the way the society is, and it's not the girl's problem, but the society, they tend to, hata sahi ukakuja muizia, like, dem, anakuja, like, anakuhanda, at first, hutashtuka. True of us, like you won't be you'll be surprised to call like, okay, this is a girl, so I don't expect her to call a hostel or
right.
any harsh, but she turns out
right.
there's no difference. Men,
Jacqueline
women,
McKenna tells
all
you
the
by
same.
The iso stereotype, much and another, girls
yeah.
are just as bad. not bad as they have the same potential of being harmful.
They are equal. That's like it. Listen, men,
listen
women
to this part. This particular presenter here.
Yeah.
also found it pretty much interesting. Grace Kuria. This is on her now. Listening on this part. So, Uptown Kids on morning TV at a Madreni, and that's not the only part. Listen to this other part. She came out pretty blonde on the slang, but there's something she knew. We have to give her credit for that. That's coming in at.
Ikafika 2015 maisha tu ni ile kutumia madress kwa sababu sana kulikuwa natumia madress sana ama majaba mandom matei Jackson majaba mandom
amepotea
jaba ni mogoka ni raha ndom sana marijuana marijuana okay alafu tei sasa ni pombe hiyo najua
What I thought this was, it's either she's being like legit honest here, hajui like jaba ndom ni nini, or ana play safe cause mutudo anaona TV hata mutudo na chipukizwa kwa TV nyumbani. But
then again, you can't blame her. You know, Sheng is a very dynamic language. That one you must admit. Like, today you think you know Sheng, you've heard a word, kesho unasikia kimunyoski, unasikia sijui mbogi, unasikia sijui...
Kel, ever take me slow. Kimunyoski ni?
I don't know.
You don't... I thought you'd be the McKenna in this situation. But
yeah, like, the Sheng I used to know growing up is not the Sheng that is there right now.
Things are coming up.
They're just new words all the time, new words, and... words ziko na meaning hata uwezi expect.
Right.
Na hiyo ndio. That's the beauty of Sheng, actually.
Beauty of Sheng?
Yeah.
Sawa, ni sawa, nimeti. Kuti ni kukubali.
Kurespect.
You know that?
Yeah, okay, of course.
Okay, Grace Kuria najua tei ni nini. Iyo najua. So, somebody, some few comments down here. One that caught me interestingly so was, let me just get that. Yeah, Hilda Jumba said something like, wangapi wamekuja hapa, juu ya the phrase kipetero kiesu, chapa like, and 171 people instantly likes the kujua kiliendaje gonga like, it's just what Stephen Otiendo has done, the same thing, and guys are talking about this, but something that brought me, at least, made me not lose hope in humanity, was McMill saying that I like her acceptance about her life, and that's the first step to change. Go McKenna, big up to you.
Yeah, I think so many of us are in denial, and it's affecting so many people because you don't want to accept tuko na shida. So unajiona uko sawa, you see you're okay, you don't want to seek help, so you just die from within. But the moment you acknowledge and you accept that, yeah, I'm having this issue, so let me seek help, I think that's the first step towards healing, and she's doing a good job.
Right. Go Makeda, go. We're still on your case right here. That's it. Tell us what you thought of that particular clip and video. We'll be sharing it out on our socials at Pod Save Kenya.
So Vince,
Pod Save Kenya,
it's now the commercial reader. Or is something related to that?
No.
Okay. The thing about Forex is that there is freedom, and the amount of money you make is not taxed at all. You don't have to work all day long and get ruled all the time by someone who thinks they can control over you from Monday to Saturday afternoon. The Money Nation makes freedom happen with the life you have always desired to have. Go look them up.
Pod Save Kenya.
Who'd not want to live the life they wanted to have, Carl?
Everybody wants. Okay.
The Money Nation's got you. Talk to me.
So it's something that has happened recently. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just ask you. You've had the drama that was happening between Sonko and Esther.
And Sonko is literally Sonko.
Did Sonko just thus trap Esther Passaris? What do you think? Tell me what you think about that story.
Let's listen into this first of all. So let's listen to this 7 minute and 21 second leaked telephone conversation between Governor Mike Sonko and Esther Passaris.
Yes, Governor.
I am in succeed.
Let me tell you, I must love you a lot. You honestly sit in this middle.
No, for now, I don't want you to love me because I have my wife. Ile madhambi tushafa na wacha ikuwa za mani. Because after hii mambe drama ya shebeshi. Na sayi ya mdekabu na Nairobi, mimi sitaki madrama. Don't love me, but I'll still help you.
Don't love me, but I'll still help you. Do you know what I think here?
Yeah.
Do you know what I think here? One, mm-hmm. we have to clarify. The said clip,
yeah.
it's not been at least verified to be belonging to... those voices are not yet ascertained to be Pasaris or Sonko's. But okay. what I can ascertain is the phone number on that recording mm-hmm. really belonged to Esther Pasaris. I have the number. I've used it. Pasaris is someone I refer to at times. But not on issues of love. So...
Yo, my name is Kitambo. Did you just hear that? It's so,
boy,
it's so out there. Like, is there? What is there to deny?
Like, I received the money, and I must yeah. love you so much.
Yeah, like,
okay.
But for now, I'm the governor of Nairobi. Yo, maneno.
To China kidogo.
But love me, I'll still give you the money.
People,
Pod Save Kenya.
Now we all know the number of Esther Pasaris. Safaricom 0722. Everyone had to screenshot and take it from there. Sonko, it's not fair what you are doing. Recording is not good. What do you think, Carl? It's not fair.
I think it's like Kenyans, fair. We have this innate thing ya kurukana. Like, it's because what I believe, this was a private conversation. But then having it out there, you wonder how the other person is feeling. If you are Esther, tell me, how would you feel about it?
I'd say... like it's agape love and plus Dolly need to me up here check it bounds. I just say all sorts of things but not agape anything. But people also found it interesting when Esther Pasaris did even mention she was at some hotel. That's part of what people have been talking about. Alitajadi, mazemi lately nime camp kwa hotel. And then later on, unrelated part of that, I must love you so much. Asante sana, you're sitting there.
Pod Save Kenya is a podcast by Vincent and Kelvin.
The other person ambaye alirukwa into this clip, something that everyone is overlooking,
yeah.
is Evans Kidero.
Uh-huh.
Minute 3, 17 seconds.
Kidero went to speak. He went just before me. Can I send you the link, the video?
Yeah.
Then I tell you exactly where to go. If you go to 104, from the time the periscope started, if you go to 104, you'll hear Kidero.
Yeah.
And then immediately after Kidero, you'll hear me.
Wait, Pasaris even has Kidero's receipts and she's willing to share them with so much. Like, can I send it to you?
Like,
and give the time codes. Like, yo,
I tell you, like, nowadays, Kenyans, you're working with receipts. Like, you tell me something, you produce the evidence, then, and life moves on. But it's so funny how Kidero amegeuziwa hata yeye, like, cause Hamsaidi. Okay, for you to stick with someone, is it because they're giving you
look at it this way. They're all from the same political party. We don't know which one, but we are assuming because we know. they're from the same. We're not just giving a shout out to a brand that hasn't paid for that reader here. But from the same political party.
Yeah.
These are people who are vying for positions in the same constituency or the same area. So you want to believe they want to work together to achieve a common goal.
Exactly.
But
Ni kusaidie.
But you don't do this to someone with whom you're on the same team.
It's a team. You should work together like as a party.
It's crazy. To realize it. Just more receipts.
I was not happy with him. Okay. And you are saying the crowd was not happy with him?
No. Nothing. No response. No reaction. Zero.
Okay.
He talked like a fool himself.
So Esther, I think she won the week.
Yeah.
Receipts and then akaongeza na tumatusi. No, let's call it an adjective so that it's not offensive to anyone. She put some adjective on the same sentence and then crowd response, no, zero, the passion in her voice. Yo.
Wow.
I know.
It's a funny Kenya.
So Robert Alai tended to at least caption this interestingly. He said something like, when Nairobians receive money from Sonko, it's corruption. But when you do, it's love. Not,
it's so funny that out there, they will be against each other. Like, you'll hear these people like, oh, these guys corrupt, they're doing this and this, but they have their own dealings. Like, it's so clear.
Pod Save Kenya.
Let's now go in and join my guest of the week on the launch at KUTV Kenya's Biashara Tuesday. Biashara Tuesday on KUTV Kenya. I'm Vincent Odindo. Continue engaging with us. I'll get you sample of that and much more later on as we give commentary or get a deeper insight into what is of the financial markets and technology in the country right now with Richard Okenyan and Mihaki Njogu later on. But for now, I'm joined on the launch with Gordon Oduor from Semanami. He's the founder. Interesting conversation right here on social justice, especially among the youth. I think it's at a time when a lot of youth need to be conscious of the issues they're facing. They need to face them and talk about them so that they may get solutions. Semanami, it's an open space for the youth to engage, talk about their issues, and mediate on solutions towards their issues. The keyword there is the youth. Yeah. And ask why, Gordon.
Because the youth is the future generation of tomorrow, and when you invest in the youth, then you are probably investing in tomorrow.
Right, yeah. And that's interestingly so. For a long time, the youth in the country have felt disenfranchised, especially due to lack of constant or even engagement, if any, on issues on national conversations. Yeah, how is Semanami helping to break this?
Now, Semanami is helping to bridge this by first creating that forum where they can be able to advocate different issues that are affecting them. And then number two, they get what we call one-on-one touch help, where at least we have what we call those who are responsible over their lives. Like they get to share their problems, and the same people get to follow up on the different issues that are affecting them.
Right. Who is a youth?
Now, according to me, a youth is someone who is up from age 14 all the way to 35 years old. Now, that's regarded as a youth.
That's regarded as a youth.
Yes,
and
true.
Someone legally so after 18, you have an opinion in
Nation
is being run.
Very true.
Amazingly so.
Yes.
What would you credit for the sense of disenfranchisement that the youth are currently experiencing, the lack of engagement? What would you credit it to?
Now, one, I first blame the leadership, because the leadership, I think, has not given that much support to the youth in terms of creating forums where the youth can express themselves. Or alternatively, also, the leadership has also failed in the essence that if you look at many forums where there's what's called public participation, you realize that the number of youth that are involved are very, very less. And also, if you look at in terms of job markets, you realize that the youths are—it's like they're being shied away. You realize most job opportunities are given to the older generations, forgetting the young, energetic youths. And all these are squarely blamed on poor management, poor leadership management.
Right.
Yeah.
Interestingly so, but now that is on the spectrum. At least putting those who are in charge under the periscope here.
Yes.
What can we do about it as young people?
As young people, I think one of the things we can do to be able to transform ourselves and our lives is, one, we need to exploit our potential. I believe each and every young person has got inbuilt potential in them. And the only thing that creates a demeanor in us is the mere thinking, the small mind thinking that we cannot do it. You know, we believe that because we don't have the resources, then we cannot exploit whatever that is beneath us. Now, it's high time I call on the youths to be able to identify what are your strengths. What is it that you can do that can help you move from one level, one step to another? And after identifying what you are good at, then get to relevant organizations or societies that can help you empower whatever that you have that is beneath you, that can help you move to the next direction.
Right.
Yes.
And the counter argument to the youth not getting involved would be that anytime a young person is let in on the system per se, they tend to have the hunger they want to amass so much in a very short period of time. Sure. A comment on that.
The comment on this is that I think everything is about genealogy. Now, there has been this thinking that, you know, we can't really blame the youth because everything starts from the environment. They look at what's happening with our leaders. They look at what's happening within the environment. And then the sense of environment gets to corrupt them. But I think if the style of leadership will change, and also the way we do things, as in if they could just change. And I think the way the youths will perceive the current relating to your question, like, right. to they would like quick well.
Right.
It's because of how the environment has been corrupted. And this one I blame squarely to the older generations. Now, if the older generations will change their tactics on how they're handling issues, then I think the youth will just follow suit.
I'd retort by calling that we throwing the ball or throwing the blame on someone else, yet the problem is we.
No, the problem is not, I will not say it's we. I will still put squarely the blame on the older generations.
So how can we circumvent now that we're in that situation?
The only way we can is by creating forums like the one I'm creating currently, the Semanami organization,
right.
where the youths can get exposure. You know, sometimes people get greedy because they lack what's called they're not informed,
right.
and they're not exposed.
Right. Peek into the future for me.
Now, I'm looking into an organization that will be able to reach out all corners of the country,
right.
Be able to reach everywhere, get everywhere, impact people's lives, because that is our hashtag, impact, position to impact.
Right.
And look into a future where the youth whom we've mentored so far will be responsible enough to be able to take up responsibility, societal responsibilities for the benefit of the nation and also for the realization of the different goals and objectives that the nation has.
Right. Now and also for their own benefit. You can't forget the salary part. Thank you very much, Gordon, for making time for us.
Yeah.
This is Biashara Tuesday, right?
Pod Save Kenya.
That's all we had on Tuesday, Cal. If you want to catch subsequent episodes of this, you can go look it up on YouTube. Can you take your eyes today? Biashara Tuesday is my show. Every Tuesday, 7 to 10. For now, let's get the feedback on the wellness. Kilwoya Robert Tano Akabaka. His problem is that him and his dog, they are being chased by another dog. And he goes ahead to call his dog stupid.
This girl, anamwambia, hiyo dogina toroka mimba.
Wait, so chill. Ni dogi gani? Okay, we can get what we're talking about. Because I think they both...
We have two dogs.
Okay, yeah.
One is being chased, one is chasing the other.
So how are we supposed to help? In case Njeri Mwangi is right, how are we supposed to help Kilwoya Robert? Kado gyake ina...
What?
Ina kimbia mimba.
Accept and move on.
And move on.
Personally.
Let me get another. Lavish dog, how dare he? Lavish. Another comment, not all dogs are the same in terms of muscle strength. I said
okay.
It earlier on, kuna dogi ya kuwekwa kwa nyumba na kuna dogi ya kutembea.
Okay, well. That's true. Kuna ile utapet, kuna ile ni ya security. At least, Robert, go ahead and tell us like,
what's
the
breed?
Ni dogi gani? Maybe tunamuonea na the dog is just to be seen, to look good, you know.
I can fight for my dog. I love pets. My dog is like my baby. Well, good luck with that, Teresa. I'm not fighting no dog for another dog. Thank you for writing to us. Remember, we are not experts. Seek professional help if you need to.
Pod Save Kenya.